What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. We are your hosts, Emma and Hannah, and we are back for our first week of the weird Formula One off season,
Part
mid-season,
two, yeah.
part two, and IndyCar is done. We don't have much motorsports to watch. There isn't much motorsports news because it all decides to come out at one time. So we have an episode for y'all.
Well, I don't know like who exactly this episode is for. Like, I know it's not for my dad. Like, I don't actually know who's gonna like this
Dad, turn it
episode.
off.
Turn what off?
I said, Dad, turn it off.
Oh yeah, dad, turn the episode off. This isn't like a bad, it's not bad. I just, you won't like it. Like, you won't be entertained. I'm very entertained though.
Oh,
So
so entertaining.
this idea came to me and I was looking through some of the prompts that you guys sent us. And I was like, and I think just like piggybacking off of last week's episode, when we just talked about fan fiction. But we both wrote prompts in ChatGPT for an F1 fan fiction. And we had ChatGPT come up with like a one chapter fanfic for both of us. And now we're gonna read them to you, and I'm really excited. This is everything to me. I'm so pumped.
Well, I do want to just say that, yes, we talked about fan fictions last week, but if you're an OG listener of this show, you know when we talked about this during Track Talk Live. So if you listen to Track Talk Live, you'll also know this. But just to revert back, you'll know that Emma and I actually were interviewers in a fan fiction at one point
Like,
in this Track
we were characters in the fanfic, which has like
Talk. Right.
always stuck with us.
Like we in the story were interviewing Charles's new girlfriend. And it literally like had stuff that we'd say, like, this is Track Talk Podcast, welcome to the show, YN or whatever it was. Like it's kind of ridiculous and we're kind of obsessed with it.
I'm
I
obsessed
love
with
the
it.
fact that I was a character in a fan fiction. I know you do too.
Yeah, I love
Yeah.
it. I'm obsessed with it.
So once again, I said this at Track Talk Live, but if any of you guys want to write a fan fiction and include us again.
Maybe
It
make
got
us
weird.
like you could. We don't need to be the interviewers. We could be the main characters. Go for it. Actually, please don't write about me.
That
That might be a little weird. I'll be the
would be
best friend. I'll be
crazy.
the supporting friend.
Okay,
I don't think I
yeah.
want to. I don't. I'm scared if anyone writes, because when I write, just in general, I write based off like who I know.
Okay, well,
I'm sweating. I'm so
speaking
excited.
of book stories. We did not write these. ChatGPT wrote these, but we did put prompts in. So, Miss Emma, I want to hear yours.
Okay, do you want to hear my prompt first?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I put any periods in this. I just typed, write me an F1 fan fiction, one page about Lando. The main girl is YN, as in a YN fan fiction. I had to clarify that. You didn't clarify that.
I didn't.
Can she be another race car driver and they're enemies, but secretly she's in love with him? Also, her brother is Daniel Ricciardo, who just got fired from F1. Make her have brown hair and blue eyes, because I have brown hair and blue eyes. And Daniel is still around on the grid and is protective of her. And when the drivers see her getting hate online, they all stand up for her except Lando. And then she thinks he hates her, but really he's so in love with her and he just hasn't told her until one day they're on the podium together and then she won and he got second and he kisses her. That's my prompt.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, I'm gonna read you my prompt before we go into the story reading.
I'm so excited.
Mine says, write me a one page Formula One fan fiction about a girl, YN, who is being pursued by both Ferrari drivers, Charles and Carlos. She's at the race in Monza, but nobody knows which driver she's there to support. The teammates start battling each other on track, but they know deep down they're really battling for YN's heart. The team principal, Fred, is so confused why his drivers are sabotaging one another, and eventually YN has to get on the team radio and tell them not to hurt each other because she cares for them both. Please also add some dramatic track action and make it so dramatic and unrealistic for no reason. Thank you.
Not the radio. Weren't we just talking about that? Getting
That's
on
why it
the
was in my
radio?
head. But I
God.
will say, did ChatGPT name your story?
Yes, ChatGPT named it Lando and YN rivalry.
Okay. ChatGPT named mine Ferrari rival deep fr whoa.
Ferrari deep
Ferrari.
fried.
ChatGPT named mine Ferrari rivalry for love.
Okay, we both got some rivalry in our titles. I love that.
Okay, I would love to hear your story if you're willing to share.
Okay. Oh my God, of course. This is like live reading. I love it. I love the yours adding dramatic for no reason, like unrealistic. That's so smart. I didn't think of that. Okay. Even know this word.
Starting with the word of the day. What is it?
It's four words in, reverberated.
Reverberated. Yeah. It's
Oh,
like
yeah.
echoes.
Oh, okay. The roar of engines reverberated through the paddock, a familiar symphony to YN Ricardo, but today it felt louder, sharper. She's Danny Ricardo's her brother. Did you forget? Her name is YN. ChatGPT didn't give her a name. I was very specific about that. She has no
Why
name.
and Ricardo? I hope they don't refer to her as that the entire story.
Well, yeah, she's YN.
YN, but not YN Ricardo.
Well, it says you need, but we needed, she had to have Ricardo in there, like
I
YN
know.
Ricardo in the first, like introduce her, you
That's
know,
so
as
funny. I've never
Daniel's
heard that in
sister.
fanfic. Okay, keep going.
Okay. A familiar symphony to YN Ricardo, but today it felt louder, sharper. She had spent the entire week with her heart pounding, more from the emotional toll of her secret war with Lando Norris than the upcoming race. It wasn't just a rivalry, it was deeper than that. She hated him, or at least she wanted to. The way he smiled, the way he seemed unfazed by everything, it drove her mad. Worse, he didn't stand up for her when the flood of hate rolled in online, despite every other driver, including her brother Daniel, defending her. The thought of Lando not caring stung more than it should have. Daniel had been. I'm sorry, this is so mean. Daniel had been by her side every step of the way. Since he got dropped from F1, his protective streak had only grown stronger. He was always warning her to keep her head down, to ignore the noise. You're too good to let them get to you. Oh, I don't. Do I do an Australian accent? I don't think I know how to do an
I
Australian
don't want to be
accent.
offensive.
I don't actually know how to do it. You're too good to let them get to you, YN, he'd say, with that familiar twinkle in his eye that never seemed to fade, no matter how much life threw at him. But Lando? Not a word. He acted like she didn't even exist when it came to the hate, and yet he was always there, always around, acting like the rivalry was all that mattered. Focus on the race. I almost said Emma. Said YN. It's just like
It's a habit.
you don't read YN fanfic sometimes? I do. I'm
I don't. I read books, but
Oh, I'm
I have something
sweating.
to say. This is already unrealistic because Daniel Ricciardo, if he was giving like a keep your head down type pep talk, he would have said fuck them all.
He would have. This is very unrealistic. He wouldn't say focus on the race. He'd say fuck them all.
Say fuck them all.
Okay, I'll change it. Fuck them all, Emma. Daniel had told her that morning. But did I say Emma? See, like, I just. I'm crying.
I thought you were doing that on purpose.
I see YN. That means your name. I just want it's my name.
Yeah, it's fair.
Fuck them all, YN. Daniel had told her that morning. But as she pulled on her helmet and prepared to hit the track, she couldn't shake the feeling that today something was going to change. Okay. You ready? I'll keep going. Where am I? The race was electric. Wheel-to-wheel battles, split-second decisions, adrenaline coursing through her veins. And then, the moment she'd been chasing all season, she crossed the finish line in first place. Victory was hers. As she climbed out of the car, fists pumping in the air, she spotted Lando in second place. For a moment, their eyes locked across a sea of cameras and screaming fans. His usual cocky smirk was gone, replaced by something unreadable. She barely had time to process it before being ushered to the podium. The champagne sprayed in all directions, and the celebration was underway. But even standing on the top step, well, strep, but even standing on the top step, the thrill of her win felt hollow. The can't read this. I can't read this. Okay. The drivers gathered, and Wyand's gaze darted back to Lando. He hadn't congratulated her yet, hadn't even looked her way since they crossed the line. Typical, she thought bitterly. Why do you have a bitter thought? I don't think thoughts have, like. Okay. The ceremony was nearly over when she felt a hand wrap around her wrist, pulling her back from the edge of the podium. It was Lando. His eyes burned with intensity, his grip firm but gentle. The crowd blurred in her vision as he leaned in, his voice barely above a whisper. I didn't know how to say it. He didn't know how to say it, he started, his breath warm against her skin. I thought keeping quiet was better than staying away from all the drama. Whoa, nope, I fucked that up. I thought keeping quiet was better, that staying away from all the drama would protect you. But I've been in love with you for longer than I want to admit. YN's heart raced, her mind spinning, before she could respond, before the words could form, Lando closed the gap between them and kissed her right there in front of the world. The super
Anna's losing her mind right now. I'm so uncomfortable.
Lando, oh wait, I did that already. Kissed her right in front of the world. The surprise made her stiffen, but only for a second. His lips were soft, yet urgent, like he'd been holding back for too long. I love the this, but this, yet this. It's like, okay, just pick one emotion. The crowd erupted, cameras flashing, but it all faded away. In that moment, it was just them. Her hands found their way to the collar of his race suit, gripping tightly as she kissed him back, finally letting go of the tension that'd been building for so long. When they pulled apart, breathless, Lando smiled, really smiled, and it wasn't the cocky grin she'd grown used to. This was real. I thought you hated me, YN whispered, her voice barely audible. Lando shook his head. I never could, not even close. I feel like that's wrong. I should say I could never. Whatever. As the rest of the drivers cheered and Daniel stood on the sidelines, watching with the smirk that told her he'd seen this coming long before she had, YN felt a strange mix of relief and joy. Maybe they had been on enemies on the track, but off it, there was something more, something undeniable. And maybe, just maybe, this was the start of something neither of them had expected. The end.
Wow.
I'm sweating.
That was crazy. Daniel knew the whole time.
Daniel knew the whole time.
That sly guy.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
All
That's
right. Are you
good.
ready for a Ferrari rival?
I
What?
love that the worst thing to her was that Lando didn't care about the hate she was getting.
Yeah, that he didn't stand up for her online.
Okay. All right. Focus on the race, girly.
I mean, if everybody else did, but not him, I'd notice too.
Yeah, could you imagine posting a picture and like getting a congrats in the comments from every driver and not Lando?
Not him.
F1 Twitter would go insane.
Oh my gosh, I know. The people would, yeah.
Okay, your turn. I'm really excited.
Okay, so this one is called Ferrari Rivalry for Love. I'm not gonna get through. This is gonna be difficult for me. Be
Yeah,
hard. Okay.
you're not a fanfic girly.
No, not really. No, actually not at all. I read many books. Often there are like bad tropes like fan fiction. But they are published books. So,
Have you read After?
anyway. Like, no. Well, I used to read some chapters when it was coming out, but only when like my friends were like, oh, this chapter is up. So like I did read it, but not like I wasn't like the person waiting for it, but I did
I
earlier this
was.
year read The Idea of You. It's on my bookshelf here.
Interesting.
Did read that. Along with 9 hockey romance books that I finished last year, a series of 9. And I want to do it again. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, the hockey romances, I kind of loved them too. I read a few.
Hockey romances are good. I don't know what it is, but
I don't know.
they're
Okay.
better. Look, I have only read for F1, I've only read the Dirty Air series, which is staring at me right now on my bookshelf, too. But I didn't love the Dirty Air series, but it was also at a time where I didn't care if it was really bad because I just wanted to consume F1. You
Yeah.
know? So. Anyways, I should read more. I know there are a lot more F1 books now than there were back when I became a fan, so.
But I feel like I'm too deep as a fan that like I'll nitpick everything.
Oh yeah, I know. I feel I know.
Which
I
is why
know.
for hockey, I'm like, I don't know how this sport works. I'll
Yeah.
just read it.
No, that's y you I'm gonna expose you.
What?
You
Oh,
made me
that
laugh.
TikTok?
You made me laugh my ass off. I was scrolling Instagram this week. You guys, this is funny. I was scrolling Instagram this week. You guys know I love hockey. I love hockey. Hockey always, the posts always come up on my Instagram, whatever. I see Shane Pinto. I see a picture of the Ottawa Senators posted of their defenseman named Shane Pinto. I'm like, oh, wow. He looks a lot better this season because he He had like a gambling thing last year. He was banned for half the year. He whatever. He looked a lot better. I was like, oh, look at Shane. He looks great. And the first comment I see is Emma. She
Said,
said,
okay, I guess I'll get into hockey or something like that.
it made me laugh because Emma doesn't give a fuck about hockey.
Nope.
Even when I tried to get her into tennis because I thought Matteo Berrettini was her type, which he is,
He is.
didn't really care. Yet I see her commenting on Ottawa Senators' Instagram posts.
He
It's
was handsome.
hilarious.
He was handsome.
You made me laugh my ass off on a random like Sunday night on my couch by myself.
I'm
So
happy
thank you.
about that. I'm so happy
Thank you
about
for
that.
that.
Okay, let's hear
Are
your
you
thing.
ready for the Ferrari? Whoa.
The Ferrari, what she called, I don't know if
I
we were recording
can't
earlier when she
say
said it.
this.
Ferrari fried.
Yeah. I can't say that Ferrari.
Ferrari rivalry.
You do not mean Ferrari rivalry for love. Say that one five times fast.
Ferrari rivalry for love. Ferrari rivalry for love. Ferrari
Many R's.
rivalry. It go.
All right, let's get started. Okay. It was race day at Monza, and the atmosphere was electric. The Tifosi roared as the scarlet Ferraris of Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz sped around the iconic circuit. But in the paddock, behind all the excitement and speed, a different drama was unfolding, one that had nothing to do with lap times or strategy. YN stood near the Ferrari garage, her heart torn between the two drivers. No one knew which one she was there to support, and that only added fuel to the fire. Charles and Carlos, teammates and friends, had suddenly become rivals, their eyes flicking to the garage between laps.
Oh, that is so unsafe. That is so unsafe. Don't do that. When would they have time to look at the garage?
Searching for a sign, a hint, anything that would reveal YN's choice.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hang on. Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
So they don't even know who she's there for.
Oh.
She's just there?
She's, well, in my eyes, they both like gave her the opportunity to be there. Like they both were like, here's my pass. But she's just there. Like they both knew that she was interested in both.
Okay.
So no one knows who she's really there to support.
Okay. Sorry,
Make
continue.
sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Charles's radio crackled. What? Okay, sorry. It does say that, but his engineer's talking to him. Charles's radio crackled. Charles, remember, we need to focus on the race, his engineer's voice warned. But Charles wasn't listening. He could see Carlos in his mirrors, closing the gap with each turn. The two Ferraris were neck and neck, dancing through the parabolica at breakneck speeds. But this wasn't just about winning in Monza anymore. They were battling for something much more personal. The stakes had never been higher. Carlos's radio buzzed. Carlos, what are you doing? We're teammates. Team principal Fred Vasseur's voice was full of confusion. I know, Carlos shouted back as he threw his car into the chicane with reckless abandon, his eyes locked on Charles ahead, but I need this.
Okay.
Fred was baffled. Both his drivers was were whoa. Both his drivers were ignoring strategy, hell-bent on outpacing one another, even at the risk of disaster. You know what? This is actually not too far off of some of the Ferrari races we saw last season.
I mean, yeah, just add in a girl who's just there, and you've got the 2023 F1 Ferrari season.
Pretty much.
And early this year as well, when like
Yeah.
Carlos was announced to like not race
Oh
for
yeah,
Ferrari.
much better now, but that's yeah, this was not too far
Yeah.
off. Every time Charles pulled ahead, Carlos would dive bomb a corner, making a move so daring even the commentators gasped. The Ferrari pit wall was
I just gasped. Don't mind me, continue.
The Ferrari pit wall was in chaos, trying to understand what had gotten into their drivers. Charles gritted his teeth as he approached. Sorry. Charles gritted his teeth as he approached the chicane. He braked late, far too late, and locked
Wait,
up his
how
tires.
many chicanes are in Monza? One, two.
Well, so there is a name attached to this one, but I'm not going to try to pronounce
Okay. Well, they're
it.
right. I'm they're ChatGPT is correct. There's at
Oh,
least
yeah.
two chicanes.
Yeah, and I didn't put Fred's last name, so they knew exactly who the team principal
Oh,
Ferrari was.
ChatGPT, AI, we love it.
Okay, remember this is Charles. He braked late, far too late, and locked up his tires, narrowly missing the barriers. But Carlos was right behind him, and the Spaniard capitalized, sweeping past with a precision that left the crowd roaring in disbelief.
Wait, 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 wait. I bet whoever wins, she goes for the other one.
Oh wow, I don't know. We'll
I
find out.
don't. Okay, go. Sorry.
This is news to both of us. Back in the Ferrari garage. I can't speak. Back in the Ferrari garage, YN couldn't take it anymore. She knew exactly what was happening. They weren't fighting for the win, they were fighting for her. Fred's voice cut through the team radio again, frustrated beyond belief. What the hell is going on out there? We're supposed to be getting a 1-2, not wrecking each other. Suddenly, YN grabbed the radio headset off a startled engineer. Her voice was calm but firm. Charles, Carlos, listen to me. Both drivers froze for a split second, their hands gripping the wheel tighter. You're going to get yourselves killed if you keep this up. Stop fighting. I care about you both. The paddock fell silent as the message reverberated through the team radio.
Reverberated.
For the day. Charles's heart skipped a beat. He had always thought YN had leaned toward him, but now he didn't know. Carlos, too, had believed she was leaning in his favor, but her words sent doubt coursing through him. Please, YN continued, her voice softer now, almost pleading. Don't hurt each other. You're both amazing, and this isn't worth it. For a moment, it seemed like the madness might stop, but the fire between them was too intense. Charles looked at Carlos. Carlos looked at Charles,
What do you mean looked? Where are they? Hey, no. Where on this track are they looking at each other? On the Temple of Speed. Where? First of all, I want to know where they froze, where that's not safe also. And then
I think they're right about there, Emma. I think that was the chicane.
this is the chicane.
I think they're right about there on the straights.
Before they, because they have to slow down before they go this
So
way.
I think they're going side by side and looking over.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And then, in an absolutely ridiculous display of mutual respect and absurdity, both drivers simultaneously lifted off the throttle as they approached Ascari. Neither wanting to be the one to make the first move, but still locked in a mental game of chicken. What?
Okay, boys, you got championship points on the line. Let's pick up the pace a little bit. Thank you. It's
Mental
just a
game of
girl.
chicken? So romantic.
How'd you win her? Oh, I played a game of chicken. Really showed her.
Charles, Carlos, this isn't a Sunday drive. This is Monza, Fred yelled into the radio beside himself. Suddenly, in an over-the-top Hollywood moment, yes?
This girl should be banned from the fucking paddock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Continue.
Suddenly, in an over-the-top Hollywood moment, both Ferraris skidded through the final corner side by side, wheels inches apart, sparks flying as they roared towards the finish line in a dramatic slow motion sprint. The crowd was on their feet. It wasn't clear who would cross the line first or if they even would, considering how close they were to crashing. And just as they crossed the line, barely a car's length apart, YN dropped the radio, shaking her head with a smile. They might never stop fighting for her, but at least they finished the race together. Who won? It didn't matter. At least not to YN.
Are you okay? Who even, we don't even know who won. Can you ask ChatGPT? Can you, in your next one, can you say, okay, but who won? See what
I
shows up.
might do. I might do. Ah!
Just be like, okay,
Okay.
but who won?
Okay, but who won?
What shows up? Yeah.
Already.
What?
Okay, chapter two. In the end, Charles crossed the line just a fraction ahead.
Carlos?
Mere mil Charles.
Oh, Charles? Okay.
Mere millimeters separating the two Ferraris. The timing screens flashed and the crowd erupted in cheers for Charles's victory. But as the cars rolled into the pit lane, Carlos pulled up beside Charles, their eyes meeting through their visors. Crazy. Despite the result, there was no anger, only mutual respect. They had both fought their hardest, not just for the race, but for YN. YN stood at the edge of the garage, smiling softly as they stepped out of their cars. Charles might have won the race, but the battle for her heart was far from over. Another fucking cliffhanger! Should I ask who gets her?
Yes, yeah, we need to know who she ends up with. Be like, okay, but who does she end up with?
Okay.
Can't take the suspense.
This is crazy.
I'm dying over this. Who gets her? It's Carlos. Carlos gets her.
Oh
Is it
my
Fred? It's Fred Reserve that gets her. Plot twist.
No. Okay, ready? Next chapter.
I'm ready.
As the sun began to set over Monza, casting a golden glow in the paddock, YN found herself between Charles and Carlos, both still in their race suits, looking at her expectantly. The tension hung in the air, but YN knew the choice had to be made. With a deep breath, she stepped forward, her gaze flicking between the two drivers. She smiled warmly, first at Charles, then at Carlos. "I care about you both," she said. "But this isn't about who crossed the finish line first." She turned to Carlos. "Carlos, you've always made me laugh. You're kind, warm-hearted, and you never fail to lift my spirits."
I knew it.
Then YN turned to Charles. "But Charles, there's something undeniable between us. We've had a connection that I can't ignore." Carlos nodded, understanding. Though disappointed, he placed a hand on Charles's shoulder. "Well, mate, looks like you win this one." Charles grinned, not only at the race victory, but because YN had chosen him. The cheers of the Tifosi faded into the background as he took her hand, and together they walked away, leaving behind the chaos of the track and stepping into something new together.
She ends up with Charles. I hate that so much.
Wait.
Carlos, that's Carlos's revenge era right there. That's his that he's just entered his villain era. That's
Okay,
what
I
we're
said,
doing.
but okay, but who does Carlos end up with? Oh my God, we're getting like a side story.
Does she have a
Emma, this is
sister? She has
nuts.
a sister.
No.
Who? Tell
Oh
me.
my God. Carlos, ever the charmer, didn't stay heartbroken for long. A few races later, while attending a charity gala in Monaco, he met someone who caught his eye. An ambitious and intelligent. Oh my God. An ambitious and intelligent motorsport journalist named Isabella. That's literally his ex-girlfriend's name. Isn't
It
it? Yeah.
is. I think it's Issa or something.
She wasn't just any fan of Formula One. She had a deep understanding of the sport, and the two instantly connected over their shared love of racing. Isabella had a way of keeping up with Carlos's wit and charm, challenging him in ways that made him smile. Over time, they grew closer, and before long, they became one of the paddock's favorite couples. Carlos realized that losing YN led him to someone who was truly meant for him. And in typical Carlos style, he found a way to laugh about the whole ordeal, saying, "Well, at least I.
What
You're
does he
not ready.
say?
You're not ready. You're
I'm
not
not.
ready.
What does he say?
Well, at least I got pole position in love."
I hate this. I hate all of this. Let's end it there. That's
I'm done.
done.
I'm not doing another.
Oh my God, this is so fun.
Why is my ChatGPT so
Oh
suspenseful?
my God. See, I gave it like, I
Uh-oh.
only gave her Lando. I was like, it has to be Lando.
Uh-oh. Emma, Danny Rick's falling.
He's upset about Lando and YN.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, obsessed.
Danny Rick was
Hey, you can
falling.
see me in the picture. Obsessed. Man, this was so fun. I'm really glad we had this idea.
That's the episode.
It'll be a short episode. We're ending it there. Please feel free to write the next chapters if you want. Maybe Isabella ends up falling in love with Charles and it's like a whole like love square. Does Danny Rick approve of Lando and YN? We don't know.
We need a
This.
Danny Rick spin-off.
We need a Danny Rick spinoff. Maybe next month.
We should do this once a month.
This is like, it was kind of fun.
This was so much fun. I had so much fun. What a ridiculous. What a. I had so much fun.
I know, right? It's so fun. I love fan fiction. I was thinking about it. This is like not F1 related, but I was thinking about the first fan fiction I wrote. And it was like in grade 8 in a binder. Like it was like on loose leaf, like written on paper. And it like the One Direction Up All Night album had just come out. Oh, it's a
Was One
classic hit.
Direction. I was
Of
like,
course,
who
it was
is
One
it?
Direction.
Yeah. Oh, I read many a One Direction fanfic, I will say.
This is my
Like, I
favorite.
guess after technically was One Direction, but it was like, hey, Niall was my guy. We've been over this. I didn't read the Harry fanfics. Niall was my guy.
See, Zayn is my
Lando.
guy. Lando Norris, Niall Horan. You get the names mixed up, okay? It's the same syllables. It messes with your brain. It messes with my brain. Okay. Well, I think we can end it there because this episode was just it, this was just a fun episode for us. Like that and for
Like,
the fanfic girlies out there.
it is for us. It's also for you guys
Yeah.
who, you know what? There's been a lot. There's a lot has gone on in the motorsport world. Danny leaving F1 is very sad for a lot of people. So we wanted to do this just to lighten the mood.
Yeah, that's fair. 100%. And also, I want to put a disclaimer. We understand that ChatGPT steals work from like artists and creators that are already out there on the internet and just like spurts out its own thing. Like, that does happen with chat, like
Okay, I
anything
didn't.
AI. Like, it does, like anything AI. But don't take this to heart. Like, this was just fun
It's
little.
just good fun. We're not selling this fanfic for
No, by all
royalties or
means, keep
anything.
it going. Write the next chapter. If you write the next chapter, we'll read it.
Well, if
Whoever
I
wants.
actually write it,
No, but
oh,
like
somebody.
if someone listening to this episode writes the next chapter of either of our fics, we'll read it.
Oh, done. So done. Like,
Absolutely. Either the Lando and YN being enemies to lovers or your little love square going on. It had a lot of suspense. And I was really thinking like Fred Visser was gonna like swoop in there or something. Okay, we'll call it there. This has
okay.
been a AI generated F1 fanfic episode.
We are Track Talk.
Good chow for now.